ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलान् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान् वितांश्च जयतां सुरतोर्पङ्गोर्मम मन्दमतिर्गतिः मदसर्वस्वपादां भोजो राधा मदनमोहनो दिव्यवृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमदः श्रीमद्रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थौ श्री श्रीराधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेव पृष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानं स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थितः कर्षन् वेणुर्स्वनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रियेस्तु नः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश्च गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदीशतारिणे श्रीकृष्णचैतन्या प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीयद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवसदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. Okay, this morning reading from Bhagavatam, excuse me, Canto 6, Chapter 12, text number also, 6th, right? My Chapter 14, okay, wrong chapter, okay, 6th Canto, Chapter 14, text number 6th, somewhere written? Oh. Modern. Vatrastu sakatham papaha sarvalokopapanaha ఇత్తం ధృఢమతి కృష్ణ ఆసిత్ సంగ్రామ ఉల్బణే వృత్రస్తు స కథం పాపః సర్వలోకోపపాపనః ఇత్తం ధృఢమతి కృష్ణ ఆసిత్ సంగ్రామ ఉల్బణే వృత్రస్తు స కథం పాపః సర్వలోకోపపాపనః ఇత్తం ధృఢమతి కృష్ణ ఆసిత్ సంగ్రామ ఉల్బణే. Mothers.
Thank you.
Vritaha, Vritraha, Vritrasur. Tu, but. Sa, he. Katham, how. Papaha, all those sinful. Getting the body of a demon. Sarvaloka, of all the three worlds. Upatapanaha, the cause of suffering. Itam, such. Dhradamatihi, firmly fixed intelligence. Krishne, in Krishna. Asit, there was. Sangrame ulbane, in the great blazing fire of battle. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vritrasura was situated in the blazing fire of battle and was an infamous, sinful demon, always engaged in giving troubles and anxieties to others. How could such a demon become so greatly Krishna conscious? Good question. Excuse me. Purport. It has been described that Narayana Parayana, a pure devotee, is rarely found even among millions and millions of persons. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was surprised that Vritrasura, whose purpose was to give trouble and anxiety to others, was one of these devotees, even on a battlefield. What was the reason for Vritrasura's advancement? Vritrastu sakatham papaha sarvalokopatapanaha itham dhridamati krishna asit sangrama ulbane. Vritrasura was situated in the blazing fire of battle and was an infamous sinful demon, always engaged in giving troubles and anxieties to others. How could such a demon become so greatly Krishna conscious? Well, if you wish to get answer to this question, you gotta keep coming to the Bhagavatam class. You will get complete story, explanation of how could such a demon be so greatly Krishna conscious. The inquiry is from King Parikshit, and he has heard only later part of the life of Vritrasura. He only knew him as a demon, or after he had appeared as a demon and then battling with Indra and the company. And that battle, that sangram, that is battle, ulbane, not ordinary kind of battle, very fierce, very tough battle it was. Sangram ulbane, but in the midst of all that battling situation, dhradamatihi Krishna asit. Oh, I thought he was a demon. I thought he was just a demon, sinful, not famous at all. But as I have heard the description, O Sukadeva Goswami, as you have narrated. Oh, that demon's mati was fixed, dhradamati, fixed in intelligence, fixed on Krishna. Oh, how was this possible? Katam, how? How did this happen? Although he was papaha and sarva loko patapanaha, always giving troubles to others of all varieties of troubles, but dhradamati Krishna, how did this happen? So, right? And this whole, the previous life narration, how he was king, and so many wives, no child, and then praying and crying, lamenting. That's the chapter right now here. King Chitraketu's lamentation is the chapter, and will be taken through the experience, the life story, history of Chitraketu, the previous life. Anyway, what he managed was something that Krishna wanted Arjun to do so. Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha. Very difficult task, very difficult homework Krishna had given to Arjun. Not only battling, I'm not here so that you would just only battle, but you have to battle while remembering me. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, under all circumstances, mam anusmara yudhya cha. Cha means and. This and that. You have to do this and that. What is this one? This one. You have to battle. Yudhya and also mam anusmara. While remembering me, you fight. Not that you fight first and then maybe later on you sit down and remember me. No, two activities together. While battling, you remember me. Or while remembering me, you will be also battling. These two things together. Not only you sit in meditation and then you remember. That may be the easier task, right? In the caves of Himalayan mountain, everything is peaceful, and you're also sitting on a asan. The skin of a deer, so that snakes would not crawl. There's a purpose. You are protected. So some arrangement has been made so that there would be no disturbance while dhyanavasthita tadagatena manasa pashyanti yam yoginaha. So that situation may be easier meditation of a yogi, but here to Arjun the difficult task. Could this fan be turned off? If not both, or to turn them on if they wish to. So dhradamati, his mind is fully fixed on Krishna. You had been reading, I wasn't here. Vratrasura's glorious death. I mean, anyone could die. Well, dogs die. Anyone who has taken birth must die. But there is difference between death and death. This death of Vritrasura's glorious death. While remembering the Lord, He died. Or praying for mercy of the Lord, he died. His mind was fixed, oh, I would like to attend the lotus feet of the Lord, association of the devotees. Those kind of thoughts going through the head of Vritrasura. And that too, in the midst of the battle. Sangram Ulbani. Quite a difficult task to remember the Lord at the time of death. That is why even our king from South India, Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam, name? Kulashekar. Adyaiva me vishatu manasa rajahansaha prana prayana samaye kafavata. It's very difficult, right? Kafavata pittai kantha avarodhana kantha avarodhana vidho smaranam kutaste. It would be very tough that time at the... I'm only 56 now, Ambarish said. I'm 56. Not so difficult, maybe. He was dancing in the kirtan at the age of 56. And others also. Many of you are in 50s and dancing still. Live and kicking. But... when there's a last moment and things get difficult, tough, and you lose the control. Painful situations of varieties of, could be mental, physical, all kinds of trials and tribulations. And still remember the Lord in the midst of that is difficult. That's why the King Kulashekar, oh, I'm young now. I'm young now. Adyaiva me vishatu manasa rajahansaha. While I'm young, adya. Now is this. Today, now is a good time. Vishatu manasa rajahansaha. Nice thought, wonderful thought. He says, oh my dear Lord, Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja. Your feet are lotus feet. Beautiful lotus petals, petal-like feet, yeah. Not only Lord's feet are tender like lotus, soft like lotus, and they're also fragrant like lotus. If you could smell the feet of the Lord, or even hand of the Lord, it has a smell like a lotus. Not like a lotus, couldn't be just like a lotus. That's all that we could think. A lotus is the best, the most beautiful thing. So, okay, let's take the best example and compare that with Lord's lotus feet or Lord's hand. But now we are, that's not appropriate glory. Then we saw thousands of lotuses. Okay, not one moon, but Bahukoti Chandrajini Vadanavujwal. Oh, your face is like a moon-like face. But not just one moon. Bahukoti, many, many millions of moons. Beauty and cooling effect and effulgence. Oh, that much emanating from your lotus face. So we try to do something multiplying. Okay, multiply. Okay, 10 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. Still it cannot be compared. The Lord's beauty, the softness and the complexion of Lord's cannot be compared with anything. And they're also from the fragrant, lotus feet, fragrant hands of the Lord. Fragrant face of the Lord. Huh? Gopis. And there's no powder. There's no... nothing from the shop that he has applied. Huh? Makeup. Okay, no makeup. Without makeup. In fact, the fragrance of the makeup comes from the Lord. Prithviam, Gandha, Gandha, Prithviam. The Gandha in the Prithvi, earth, that's me. It comes from me. If you could remember that, every time we smell, well, Prabhupada saw it, well, he had a flower in his hand, Prabhupada said, this is a smiling face of the Lord. Look, it's a smiling face of the Lord. And you could smell, and that fragrance, each time we smell, oh, this is fragrance of Krishna. Or, well, same thing. Prabhupada. The rasoham, raso aham apsukaunteya. The ras, the taste in the water, that is me. Krishna says. And one time Prabhupada giving class in Bombay, I remember, he, while talking on that raso aham apsukaunteya, the taste of water, that's me. Prabhupada picked up a glass of water, and he drank a little water. I said, every time you drink water, every time you drink water, if you could remember, oh, this taste is Krishna. It's coming from Krishna. And the original pure water, that taste is Krishna. So sitting at home, not in the battlefield, sitting at home, we could be... There are many opportunities like that to remember Krishna. Fixed our mind on Krishna. So for us the homework is much easier than the homework that was for Arjuna or for Vritrasura here. And still they managed remembering the Lord, thinking of the Lord. This remembrance of the Lord, dhramatihi Krishna, fixed on mind, the intelligence, fixed on Krishna, under all circumstances, that is perfection. Oh, how did he manage? Well, how could such a demon become a greatly, so greatly Krishna conscious one? Although a demon, he never gave up the remembrance of the Lord and prayers to the Lord. And he managed praying, crying, begging for mercy of the Lord under all circumstances. Pavitro apavitro va sarvavastham gata gato piva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhyabhyantara suchihi. One becomes thoroughly purified, otherwise he may be not so pure. Pavitra apavitra, pure impure, inside, outside, impure. Yasmaret pundarikaksham sabaihyabhyantara suchihi. One could keep remembering the Lord. Well, of course, I mean the answer to this question as we read through. association of Narad Muni. Although he wanted a son, and Narad Muni had a good advice. No, I want son. No, it's the only thing. It's the only thing I don't have. I have everything, but no son, please. But that son will become the cause of your distress and some happiness. He probably thought, I'm already suffering. For a change, maybe I could have little happiness. Just little happiness. So much attached. Yes, I must have son. So, good advice, good instructions were there. Narad Muni was trying to talk him out of it. But his mind was fixed. And then he had a son. And he was happy for a while. And the son was poisoned and he was even more unhappy than ever before. He was happy before, but now he was more unhappy, more suffering, lamenting. And then more instructions were given, more association. Narad Muni, Angira, instructs. Even that child, his son, gave instructions. And then he became completely detached. He left home, into the forest, practicing. And even he had darshan, and he was meditating upon his worshipable object, Shankarshan. But unfortunately, or by the arrangement of the Lord, in such case, couldn't be just pure devotee. He had become, and he's finding fault with the exalted Vaishnav. Our Shiva, Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. And then the curse, a demon body. But that association with Narad Muni and instructions of Angira and his own son and benedictions of Shankarshan has helped him. And even in the body of a demon, he still keeps remembering. Of course, he had committed a blunder. And he was ready to undergo all the trials and tribulations and suffering in this body of a demon. Because this purport was short, we could hear maybe something more from Srila Prabhupada, from Brahma's prayers. Well, I thought of this verse, the famous one. Tattenu kampa susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam rit vak vapur vir vidadhas namaste jivetayo muktipade sadaya bhak. This applies to Vritrasura's situation and some maybe lessons we could learn or could get some instruction here, guidance here for our lives. Instead of trying to cursing and counter-cursing, just eat the humble pie. Something like that. Eat the humble pie. Admit, yes, my fault. I can't blame others. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds, and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So he was waiting. For that moment, and he had that rightful claim of having Krishna again, or going back to Krishna, back to Godhead. The verse of Sumikshamana indicates that a devotee earnestly waits the mercy of the Supreme Lord even while suffering the painful effects of previous sinful activities. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that a devotee who fully surrenders unto him is no longer liable to suffer the reactions of his previous karma. However, because in his mind a devotee may still maintain the remnants of his previous sinful mentality, the Lord removes the last vestiges of enjoying spirit by giving his devotee punishments that may sometimes resemble sinful reactions. The purpose of the entire creation of God is to rectify the living entity's tendency to enjoy without the Lord. And therefore, the particular punishment given for a sinful activity is specifically designed to curtail the mentality of that the produced activity. Although a devotee has surrendered to the Lord's devotional service, until he is completely perfect in Krishna consciousness, he may maintain a slight inclination to enjoy the false happiness of this world. The Lord therefore creates a particular situation to eradicate this remaining enjoying spirit. This unhappiness suffered by a sincere devotee is not technically a karmic reaction. It is rather the Lord's special mercy for inducing his devotee to completely let go of the material world and return home, back to Godhead. Okay, a little more. A sincere devotee desires to go back to Lord's abode. Therefore, he willingly accepts Lord's merciful punishment and continues offering respects and obeisances to the Lord with his heart, word, and body. Such a bona fide servant of the Lord, considering all hardship a small price to pay for gaining the personal association of the Lord, certainly becomes a legitimate son of God, as indicated here by the word Dayabhak. Just as one cannot approach the sun without becoming fire, one cannot approach the Supreme Pure Lord Krishna without undergoing a right purificatory process, which may appear like suffering, but which is in fact a curative treatment administered. So, we do not know whether if we are suffering now is because of somebody's curse or not. We could just tolerate the situation that we are in. While always rit vak vapu vi namaste, offering obeisances and respects unto the Lord by body, words, and mind. Jivetayo. And if one could do this till the last breath, this ritvak vapu, by the body, mind, soul, offering namaskar, obeisances, remembrance of the Lord, then the rightful claim, he has a claim, he can claim Daya Bhak. Going back to Godhead is inheritance. He inherits all that and goes back to promote it to the kingdom of God. Some of our God brothers, God sisters also, I think, have successfully demonstrated this remembrance of the Lord till their last breath under trying situations. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, or Sridhar Swami Maharaj, and so many other Maharajas, Gaur Govind Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Gosai Maharaj. I think our departure programs are quite successful, glorious. And all that ends well is, all is well that ends well. So they have ended on a right note. Undisturbed in the face of the death, they are still smiling. While the face of the death was there. Maybe no death. Only Krishna, no one else. Dhirastatra namuhyati. Dehantara prapti dhirastatra namuhyati. Some of our God brothers. So. Dhiras, undisturbed. Remembering Prabhupada's and Sri Krishna, Radha Damodar, Narasimha. Yes, I'm praying to Lord Narasimha, Sridhar Maharaj was saying. I'm not praying for protection. Lord doesn't have to protect me. Only prayer is, may he remove all the anarthas in my heart. He's praying like that. Let all the anarthas in my heart be removed by Lord Narasimha. And we have seen the way he departed. His humor and our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj taught us how to die before dying, and be ever ready to go, become free from all the strings attached, all the bonds, you're dead long time ago, now just like a mukta, jivan mukta, just be ever ready to take off while remembering. Die. Don't leave this, the process of dying, to the last moment. Take care of this while young, while everything is functioning. And then no struggle, just remembrance of the Lord. Or in the midst of, even if the struggle, the dominating thing is still the remembrance and the memories of the Lord. Or Gaur Govind Maharaj, of course, he was fully immersed in talking about Radha Krishna, the confidential pastimes, and the disappearance. No, was it disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta? Must be. The disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta. All day attended GVC meetings and in the evening talking about Krishna to a group of devotees. And while talking, while remembering, takes off. Tamal Krishna Maharaj also, the way he spent his last days in Mayapur chanting, gathered all the devotees in Mayapur, and he was having kirtans, very intense, shravanam, kirtanam, remembrance, and other Krishna kathas, and taking bath in Ganga every day. And that morning he left to ride, to get into the car. He offers his obeisances to Garuda. Garuda has something to do with flying or going back home. Offered his obeisances to Garuda. And he also asked one of his devotees, "Oh, today I will not be able to take bath, but you go and take bath on my behalf in Ganga." Like that. And there's a... he was kind of about to leave the borders of the Gauramandal Bhumi, and then he was stopped. Stop here. He didn't get out. The Calcutta side. He was on Mayapur side. So there are many, many glorious deaths, as you had been reading this Vratrasura's glorious death. So by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, or as we had association of Prabhupada, not of Narad Muni directly. For us, he was Narad Muni. Prabhupada was Narad Muni for us. Prabhupada was Angira for us. He was all in all for us, representing demigods and acharyas for us. So by his grace, if we stay busy practicing Krishna consciousness under all circumstances, all trying or difficult circumstances, well, difficult, well, it may be, so still strive for that remembrance. And if we could do this till last breath, well, that's the perfection. That's how the perfection was achieved by this Vratrasura. And that is also kind of answer to this question, how did he? And there are so many examples since the beginning of creation, so many devotees and how they've managed remembering the Lord throughout their lives or at the time of death. So that's a project for all of us. The art of dying, the science of dying. Normally no one wants to talk of death right now. When we're children, some children talking of some death topic, No. It's very scary, right? We're just avoiding even talk or avoiding death. There's no way to avoid. Just prepare. But not just sit down and... Sit down and hear. Sit down. Stop running around and sit down and chant. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. There's more benefit by sitting down compared to run around. Running around all over the universe, all over the planet, all over the gas wheel, all over. Sit down. Calm down, boys. Sit down. Take this japa mala. Take it. Open the mouth. Chant. Hare Krishna. It's an easy task, in fact. Sit down. Chant Hare Krishna. Hear about Krishna and render service unto the pure devotee, unto his mission, which is 40 years old now. ISKCON ki. ISKCON is 40 years old. So we want to give this opportunity to more and more people on this planet, so that they would know how to even die in a glorious way. And that is also kind of Krishna consciousness is all about. So let us dedicate our lives for this ISKCON, Prabhupada's ISKCON mission of expanding his mission, glorious mission for the benefit of all the living entities. And by doing so, we'll be rewarded with that memory, remembrance, even at the time of death. And that's glorious. Haribo. Anything else? Comment, question? Yes.
Thinking of Krishna, while being on the battlefield, thinking of Krishna. So we all may not be on the battlefield, but we're very occupied with many other duties that might not be taking darshan,
set
reading,
up
chanting.
Battling.
How to think of Krishna?
I didn't get the last part. What?
How do we think of Krishna while we are doing so many activities, finances, legal, raising children? So many battlefields.
Well, before thinking, remembrance come to activities. Like in India, when we ask people, oh, please remember, do you remember? And they always say, oh, I will always remember. And always remember. Always think, always remember. But then we explain that remembrance or thoughts of Krishna is a result of hearing and chanting. If you had seen Krishna before, of course soul has seen Krishna long time ago when he was with Krishna. But just to refresh our memories, if we had seen the deity in the morning, or chanted Hare Krishna in the morning, read some Krishna book, pastimes of Krishna in the morning, well, that's a foundation. So you have then, even during the trying or difficult situations, every time your mind will go to that form, to that Krishna, as the smart Kunti also says, oh please, Lord, send me troubles. put me trouble into trouble. Vipadaha santu te shashvat tatra tatra jagat guruho. Bhavato darshanam yachyat apunar bhava darshanam, says. Send me difficulties. But of course, every time there is a difficulty, I will run to you, or my mind will run to you. I will have your darshan. I will come to your darshan all the way, or wherever I am, you will give me darshan there. And result of all this would be, I don't have to take darshan of this world again. Apunar bhava darshanam. So, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnuho Smaranam. And you just try to remember and think. Think of what? Do you remember, my friend? Do you remember, my friend? Yourself, which friend are you talking about? Where does he stay? How does he look like? Could you show me his ID or his photograph? Then I could tell you whether I remember. If I had met him, heard about him, etc., then there's a question of remembering him, otherwise no. Do you remember of which friend? What are you talking about? No? How does he look like? What does he do? What is his phone number? And this, that. So when we hear of Krishna, Sri Radhika Madhava Yora Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Nam Nam Pratikshana Aswadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanarvindam. The previous acharyas, what do they do? They had been sitting down and hearing, studying scrutinizingly the life and teachings of Krishna, form of Krishna, qualities of Krishna, abode of Krishna. And when you have heard, and you have taken that in, then those memories will come handy. Especially when you are in trying times, difficult times. You will be reminded, and you will again and again be taking shelter of that Lord. So, Shravanam, Kirtanam, and also Mananam. And keep remembering, keep contemplating upon, reflecting upon what you have heard. So when you are in a comfortable situation, you could, take Krishna in, take him in, put input. If input is Krishna, input, then output also would be Krishna, right? But if you have not put Krishna in, then you are only struggling. Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? I'm in difficulty. I'm this, I'm that. Oh, where is he? Well, because you did not put Krishna in. So every morning, or every opportunity we have, I'm trying to put Krishna's form in, the name in, prasadam in. As Krishna, then we'll also feel grateful. If we eat Krishna's prasad, then we'll feel grateful. We'll want to do something for that person, right? That's why this first there's a lunch, and then you sign a contract of some business. Because once you have been fed by somebody, you naturally think, I should be doing something. He has done such a great favor to me. He has fed me. He has done this for me, that for me. Now it's my turn. I should do something in return. So, if we only take Krishna prasad also, we'll feel grateful. I should. Like those students taking prasad at the campus. This is very famous prasad distribution center at the campus. So because they keep eating year after year after year, and probably that's the only thing that they do, not hearing, chanting, other things. And when they are grown up, they think of, could I do something for this Hare Krishna? Some help them this way or that way, some legally or this way. Whenever they have some big positions and then, oh, Hare Hare Krishna, oh, what could I do for you? So like that, if we eat Krishna's prasad, we'd like to do something for him, reciprocate with him, take his darshan, and Krishna will stick. Because he's not straight, some devotees explain. To put him in is difficult. Because he's not straight, he's tribhanga lalitam. Bent in three places. If you are straight, then you could just put him straight in there. But because he is a bit crooked, bent in tribhanga. So put him in is difficult. But once he is in, get him out. If you are straight, you could just pull him out. But he's bent this way and that way. He just sticks in there. He clings to you, and then you can't get rid of him. He's just reminding you of him all the time. So take Krishna in, and then he will be helpful. Yeah, someone else has a...
The Ramma Kachi Dupasana Brajabudu Vargana Kalpita, that explanation was given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. The gopis' cases, those struggles are coming, and in modern time, we cannot see that there is more struggle than gopi had. But how do we apply? He said that you have a free will. Struggle will come, you cannot stop, but the free will you have, you can use that I choose to think of Krishna, and then the other business becomes secondary. Then we can follow gopi's mood.
Yeah, so make the best use of the free will. Get out of the bed willingly. Otherwise, someone else is going to come with a bucket of water, bathe you in the sleeping bag or something. But one devotee, he was in a sleeping bag, he had a small kartal, and he was doing chanting inside. Prabhu, Prabhu, time for Mangal Arati. He said, I'm already doing Mangal Arati. I'm doing my Mangal Arati. Anyway, he chose his free will. He was at least doing his sleeping bag. Yeah, so when we are in relaxed situation, and sometimes we are like that, no stress, no strain, it is said... And then use your intelligence and just decide to take shelter of the Lord, your free will, willingly. You decide, I'm going to surrender to Krishna, I'm going to, no force, no imposition. No, willingly, you go for Krishna. You make a decision of going for Krishna. And if Krishna takes note of that willingly you have agreed to surrender unto Him and serve Him, once you have made up your mind like that, once thought has crossed your mind and intelligence like that, well, that's enough. Then rest assured, rest is taken care of the Lord. There may be ups and downs, but... if you have taken shelter of Krishna like that, then Krishna will work out the details. Okay? Yada Igaura Premanande Hari Hari Bhav.